Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on a few things. First, we're going to go through the five Tibetan warrior syllables. Then we're going to go through the sounds of Qigong for the body, for the different organs in the body. So we're going to be doing some toning and a little bit of chants today. Listen to some music. And our intention today is to bring you into a state of enlightenment. Okay. So before we get started, though, I want to tell you a few things that are happening at the Institute. We actually have quite a few events coming up. This Friday night, March 23rd, we've got an event where we're going to be putting people on sound tables and sound chairs. And in our new Ambisonics 12-speaker cube octahedron sphere system, it's a system where you sit in the middle of 12 speakers and they're totally phase coherent. It's really unbelievable. We have some really amazing sounds to take you into states of bliss. And then we have four other sound tables and sound chairs, which are massage tables with speakers in them or chairs with speakers in them. And people are going to be going from room to room, 20 minutes on each sound chair or table, 20 minutes in the ambisonic system. So you'll be a couple of hours of people just being vibrated intensely into bliss and perfect peace and stillness. And it's just $20. If you're in the area, you know, come on down to the Institute at 739 Bryant Street. If you're not in the area, book your flight now. Also, on Saturday, the next day, March 24th, we've got a silent retreat using sound to bring you into a state of peace. We've found that the most important aspect of sound is a slow fade, because when you do a really slow fade, like with crystal bowls or Tibetan bowls or any music, it leaves you in a profound state of stillness and peace, as the sound seems to keep resonating through the room. So we're going to do these meditations and then hold the piece for, you know, half hour to an hour. And then we'll do a lunch in silence. The whole day will be in silence. And it's really about accessing these deep states of stillness and really, really letting our own inner awareness become more prominent. Okay, so that's this Saturday, March 24th, from 10 to 5:30 at the Institute. We also have, starting March 20th, is another start time for our online classes. We've got a really good group this time, and if you want to join, you can check it out at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can always give us a call at 415-777-2486, or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. It's a full semester program for about 4 months, Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday mornings. And it's incredible. We've had amazing class this morning, just the most amazing class. People were in tears. It was just so beautiful and really, really great class on just activating or being able to handle challenges and conflicts with sound. So, we've got 10 different instructors, so it's really a full certificate program, and you can actually do the whole associate degree as well. At the Institute, we have got the certificate and associate degree starting again May 21st, and we also have the summer intensive coming up June 10th to the 23rd. First half, and then the second half, August 5th to the 17th, although a lot of people just do the first half. And that is 2 weeks straight, 10 to 9:30, totally immersive. You get in the zone, and you don't go home. No, you go home. You go home all the time, every day, every hour, to a state of peace. And it's incredible, very powerful, transformative class. We've been doing it about 8 years now, and people come out different. If you pay in full for our classes by this Friday, you can get a big discount on any of the classes. We also have the Sound Healing Audio Production Course certificate program and degree program coming up starting May 21st. And we have in the, I think it's the first week of May, we've got a workshop with Karina Schaude, one of the most amazing sound healing presenters from Australia. And I really highly recommend this workshop. It's on the website when she's going to be coming. I think it's May, May, can't really remember. I think it's May 14th or so. May, something like that, an all-day workshop. And then what else? We also, of course, have all, we have some new music up on the site. You can always listen to my music and with some long samples on the website. If you just go to the soundhealingcenter.com and click on the store, we also sell crystal bowls. We can do an assessment to find out what frequency is best for you for the crystal bowls. We sell sound tables, and we have a wide range of treatments that we do online as well. So check it all out at soundhealingcenter.com or give me a call at 415-777-2486. So today I wanted to start with the five Tibetan warrior syllables. These are five syllables that have been used since ancient Tibet from the Bon tradition of India. This is like pre-Tibet, very, very old practice. One of the probably the oldest practices we know of akin to Sanskrit. Now, each syllable that we're going to be doing represents a quality of realization. We actually go through these in detail in the toning, chanting, and mantra class at the school. These are referred to as seed syllables because they possess the essence of enlightenment. The sequence of chanting the syllables moves normally from the top, the crown chakra, from the top of the head down to the root, and it moves from the pure open space to the place of manifestation of virtue in action. They're called warrior syllables because they refer to the ability to conquer the forces of negativity. We have three levels of obstacles to conquer: sickness and other adverse circumstances, negative emotions such as anger, attachment, jealousy, pride, and secret obstacles like doubt, hope, and fear. Doubt, hope, and fear? What's hope doing in there? Interesting. No. When visualizing, we also have colors for each one, and they are associated with different chakras. So let's go through them. We'll start with the first one, which is white light in the forehead, and this is the ah. Just use the letter A, but it's ah. It's described as self arising sound, pure sound. It clears, cleans, and opens up space. So these are the intentions we will be holding while doing it: clearing, cleaning, and opening up space, and clears obstacles. So if you have any obstacles you need clearing, this is the one. With the sounds, you're clearing, clearing, clearing. There's a sense of release, even in every minute, it gives the wisdom of emptiness. It's associated with the crown chakra, and the color is white. It's associated with the changeless body. This is the soul, the eternal, infinite beingness of all you are. Blockages in these chakras can be indicated by denying the truth that everything is energy, avoiding psychic awarenesses, poor vision, poor memory, lack of imagination, being cynical of spirituality or consciousness. Jesus, who would do that? Just kidding. Okay, learning difficulties and clinging rigidly to belief systems. Overactive third eye and crown chakras can be indicated by overthinking everything, becoming confused easily, addiction to spirituality, hallucinations, delusions, and nightmares. When this syllable is chanted, you open up to a deeper connection to Source, the infinite energy of the universe, all that is. Another benefit of chanting the ah syllable is opening up to a higher degree of psychic awareness. It vibrates open and balances the crown and third eye chakras, which allow you to connect to your psychic intuitive abilities, including clairaudience, the ability to hear energy, clairvoyance, the ability to see energy, and clairsentience, the ability to know things without knowing how you know. So let's do the ah syllable. Join in if you like. If you can't do it out loud, you can also always do it silently. Ah. Silence at the end is the best part. That's where the fairies hang out. That's often where the healing happens. Okay, the second Tibetan warrior syllable. The red light in the throat connects us with the awareness and light from the space opened by ah. Connects us with completeness and dissolves sense of lack. Shows us mirror-like wisdom, that which is clear reflection, no judgment. Compassion is the quality of Om. Om is the second Tibetan warrior syllable. It gives us the ability to abide in clarity and luminosity. The second warrior syllable is associated with the throat chakra. Again, the color is red. It is also associated with the quality of unceasing speech. This is a communication center, the way you connect with others through the medium of speech. It is also the chakra associated with how you express your creativity. Blockages in the throat chakra can be indicated or caused by receiving verbal abuse, judgment, or criticism, allowing yourself to be suppressed or not speaking your truth, and holding on to lies and secrets. An overactive throat chakra can be indicated by trying to dominate others through speech and being a poor listener. When chanting this syllable, it vibrates open the throat chakra, which allows you to have greater power with your voice, less fear of speaking your truth, and a higher level and willingness to express your creativity in this world with ease. This includes the expression of what you desire to create, including art, music, dance, relationships, business, and anything else you choose to create in this world. So visualize red in the throat. Unusual for generally the throat chakra we often think of as a light blue, but this is, it's interesting to try different colors. And connect your awareness with the light from the space opened by the ah. Om. Om. Then we've got the third Tibetan warrior syllable. This is Hung, H-U-N-G. It's the blue light in the heart. Reflect on the four immeasurables, love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. It is important to free those immeasurables to any particular object. Hung clears doubts and hesitations to experiencing these positive qualities. It helps one to develop familiarity with these qualities, let go, and create a clear space inside. It's associated with the heart chakra. The color is blue again. It's also associated with the quality of the undiluted mind. This is the seat of love and connection between people, places, and things. Blockages in this area of the body can indicate the holding on to of anger, hatred, resentment, and rejection. An overactive heart chakra can be indicated by excessively putting others' needs before the needs of the self and martyrdom. When chanting this syllable, it vibrates open and balances the heart chakra, which allows deeper connection and vulnerability with self and others, taking you out of the thinking mind and into the being mind. Being is a higher vibration than thinking, as being is eternal, and thinking usually makes you come to conclusions which can stop the flow of energy. It allows you to put yourself first and allows you to be in a higher state of love and bliss. It also breaks up the blockages that aren't allowing you to receive love from others. So bring a blue light into your heart and let go and create a clear space of love inside with the syllable Hung. Hung. Let you know that a lot of this information comes from one of the students, Patrick McNally's final paper from their class. I need to give him credit. And then the other bit of information comes from one of our instructors who pieced it together from somewhere. So, the fourth warrior syllable, Tibetan warrior syllable from ancient Tibet, is Ram, R-A-M. And it's a red light in the navel. It burns our obstacles and ripens our virtuous qualities. Bring the immeasurables, which are love, compassion, joy, and equanimity, to the place in your life where it's needed. Radiate the red light out to the place or person or planet. It also helps bring mindfulness. This syllable is associated with the sacral chakra, or Dantian Hara mind. The color is red. It's associated with the ripened virtuous qualities. The virtuous qualities in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition are detachment, goodwill, wisdom, generosity, morality, meditation, reverence, service, transference of merit, rejoicing in the good deeds of others, and hearing and expressing universal truth. This is also the seat of sexuality, emotions, creativity, receiving, and boundaries. Blockages in this area of the body can be indicated by low libido, lack of desire to be, do, have, create, and or generate anything. Lack of money, denying oneself pleasure, inability to release stuck emotions, allowing oneself to be walked all over, and difficulty relaxing. An overactive sacral chakra can be indicated by sexual addiction, being ruled by others' emotions, and engaging in codependent relationships. When chanting this syllable, it vibrates open and balances the sacral chakra, which allows a greater level of receiving energy, abundance, love, pleasure, and everything else you can receive. Higher energy levels, receiving those, also receiving higher levels of excitement and desire to create higher sex drive, easier ability to let go of past situations and emotions, and easier time setting boundaries and creating relationships in a way that allows you to keep all of yourself rather than becoming codependent. So focus the red light, bring a red light into your navel, into your dantian, and focus on mindfulness as we do Ram. Ram. Final one is ZA, D-Z-A, ZA. It's the green light in the root chakra. Interesting to think of green, which makes sense because most of the earth is green, a lot of the earth. It's the C syllable for action. It brings our quality into manifestation. ZA sets the intention to clearly say, this is my wish. If the inner work is not done, the true manifestation will not happen. It releases the sense of struggle and effort. It's associated with the root chakra. The color is green. It is also associated with the quality of spontaneous action. Spontaneous action in the Buddhist tradition is defined as actions that arise spontaneously from the expanded field of awareness and depths of openness. This is also the seat of our connection to Mother Earth, our grounding. Blockages in this area of the body can be indicated by fear, lack of stability, being underweight, fear of lack of money, and a sense of not being present. An overactive root chakra can be indicated by being overweight, sluggish, stubbornness, and an obsessive focus. When chanting this syllable, it vibrates open and balances the root chakra, which allows a greater ease of movement, releasing fears, more confidence, adding more confidence, balancing body weight, willingness to look at situations from a new perspective. It also brings you to a place where you can more effortlessly access flow and being in the zone. The place where you're just being and and you know exactly what to do and how to do it. The place where you just act without thinking and get things done faster than you ever dreamed possible. So tune in to your root chakra and the aspect of intention of this is my wish, our grounding. Za, D-Z-A. Za. attain enlightenment one day, or in this moment. Next, I want to go through the six healing sounds of Qigong. They're used to vibrate, subtly vibrate, our five internal organs, liver, heart, spleen, lungs, and kidneys, and the triple warmer areas that we'll talk about. It's a 1,500-year-old Qigong practice. It's traditional Chinese medicine and a clinically proven health exercise for improving your immune system, strengthening inner organs, functioning, and balancing inner energy flow. Now let's go through the different sounds. The first sound is for the liver, and it is Xu, X-U, pronounced Xu. It nourishes liver energy and soothes anger. It's the wood element, the element of wood for the liver. So let's do a Xu. Xu.
Kidneys and do tweet.
Then we have the triple warmer. The triple warmer is really multiple areas in the body, sometimes called the sanjiao, sometimes also called the triple heater. It's really the areas in the body that are really sometimes tied to digestion. That's why they're called the triple burners. And they're also just energy areas in the body. The upper burner corresponds to the thoracic cavity, and the space includes the lungs and the heart and is associated with respiration. The middle burner is the upper part of the dorsal cavity and includes the stomach, the spleen, and the hepatic portal system. Various secretory secretion pancreatic cells, perhaps the duodenum, which is part of the stomach, and portions of the lymphatic system and liver cells associated with digestion. Then the lower burner, which is the lower part of the dorsal cavity, which includes the small intestine, large intestine, kidneys, and bladder, and associated with elimination. It's also said to be a metabolism mechanism, the triple warmer, and similar to an old-fashioned water wheel that is turned by incoming water and creates energy for accomplishing a task, such as grinding grain in the case of the water wheel, or for metabolizing and digesting food. It's closely associated with the spleen functions of transformation and transportation, particularly the metabolism of incoming food. It's also closely associated with the kidney's function. However, it's not limited to one metabolism function as the spleen or kidneys are, but as a general metabolizer which can be applied to a variety of metabolism needs. So let's tune in to the triple warmer. And this unlocks the triple energy, warmer energy flow to prevent sickness. The vowel, the sound is she, which is X-I. She. She. This energy and intention of enlightenment through the rest of the evening into the rest of the weekend and into the week. Imagine actually being enlightened for months to come, for years to come. Enlightened through all of our lifetimes to